Hi, this is a new patient visit dictation. Patient name is Myra Gandy, M-Y-R-A-G-A-N-D-Y, date of birth 4/13/1974, date of accident 7/8/2022, date of service 7/21/2022. Chief complaint, severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, 7 to 8, on a scale of 1 to 10, with radiation to the both buttocks and in the back and the both legs in the front, as well as headaches, pain in the right shoulder and the left shoulder. As well as both arms and both chest, all the chest. The patient reports that she was involved in an automobile accident. And that is the sole reason of all the symptoms, according to the patient. History of automobile accident is as follows. Ms. Myra Gandy was traveling in a car 9 miles and Hoover area in Warren around 3:50 p.m. as a restaurant driver. She was driving Jeep Grand Cherokee. No one else was there in the car, and she was hit by a work van. She was hit at an intersection light, and it appears that there was an old lady turning left on the Republican Street, and the other car was stopped in front, and she also stopped. And the accident occurred at the intersection of 9 Mile and Hoover. She was rear-ended at a high speed. In that process, she hit the car in front and it became a three-car accident. The other car was completely totaled, the work van. The damage to her car was in the front and the rear bumper damage. Both the bumpers are completely damaged. The headrest was completely split open. No glass was fractured in the windows or the door, and airbag did not open. Car suffered a damage of almost $6,000 and is not total. The impact of this accident caused her to hit into the steering wheel, and she was holding it, but then it caused pain in both the shoulders. Steering seat belt caused chest pain and shoulder pain. She was taken to the emergency room, St. John Hospital at 12 and Hoover, where a CT scan of the brain and the neck was done, X-ray of the chest was done, and she was given flexural and Motrin. Patient further report that she was not wearing a seat belt, and the airbag was not deployed. There is no loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. The police did arrive at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and patient drove herself to the hospital. History of presenting illnesses follows severe headaches, which are located to the front, back of the head, right temple, left temple, moderate in intensity, 6 to 7, and they're off and on, sensitive to the light, and sensitive to the noise, but no associated nausea, vomiting, seizure, aura. History of TBI. Patient report that she has only lack of focus and ringing in the ear, but no symptoms related to TBI are present, like dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, number 1 and 2 in the bag, nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field, or confusion, disorientation, or forgetfulness, loss of memory. None of them. The patient does report anxiety and panic. She is very scared. She can walk less than a block. She can sit and stand less than 30 minutes. She barely can sleep up to 5 hours. She reports of saddle anesthesia with numbness of both the buttocks. There is a history of numbness and tingling and lightheadedness. Regarding the pain symptom, patient suffers from pain which are severe in the neck, upper back, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 8 with radiation to both arms and both legs front and back. And both the wrists are reported painful, 4 to 5. Both shoulders are also in pain, 6 to 7. And she can raise both the shoulders up to 90 to 100 degrees of abduction, beyond which there is a severe pain. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, cruel, hot burning, heavy and tender. The highest pain intensity varies from 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports the pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, driving, and improved by nothing. She has occasional muscle weakness of both arms where she has lost her phone, and numbness, tingling, pins and needles of both arms and both legs, front and back, denies any blood or bowel incontinence. Still, the past investigation, patient has had X-rays and CT scan at the St. John Hospital in Varanasi. Still, the past treatment, patient has so far been seen at the ER or St. John Hospital, has been given medication like motor and muscle relaxation, massage, physical therapy, tense units, and chiropractic treatment. System review, patient reports in GI disease, constipation, endocrine disease, thyroid disease, neurological disorder, headaches, and psychiatric anxiety. In the past surgical history, patient has had thyroid removal at DMC Hospital by Dr. Carmi, 2017, and ensure birth control, 2008. And 9 at 25 mile from your plank. Allergies, none. The family history. Mother is alive, suffers from hypertension and vertigo. Father is alive, suffers from diabetes, hypertension, bradycardia. One brother has a low sugar. There are three sisters. Older sister is a stage 4 melanoma, and the other sister has a lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. In relationship status, patient is married and she lives with her kids. Employment status, patient is working full-time. She is not disabled. She works in Shinova, S-H-I-N-O-V-A, for inspecting the purses, jewelry, pick up 5 to 28 pounds all day long. Legalistic, patient is J.C. Auto Law, representing her care. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 162 over 170. Pulse is 79. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 97.1. Height is 5'1". Weight 272. Pulse ox is 100. This is a 48-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adapter device. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, completely normal. Chest is non-tender and chest expansion is normal. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination. The inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness. Minimal spine tenderness is noticed at L4, 5 and S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Range of motion is cervical spine. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, and rotation is bilaterally 15. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, spurling is negative, lumbar test negative, distraction test negative, Soto heart test is negative. thoracic spine root test and phlegm test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. Control lateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Brudzinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender with the standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test, Gansman test are positive, Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for both shoulder and both wrists, rest of the extremities are completely normal with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm are very present. The extremities, especially the lower, are warm to touch, well perfused. Range of motion of all joints except both shoulders are completely normal. Good test is negative and no leg length discrepancy is noticed. The examination of the both shoulders reveals the following. Examination of both shoulders reveals the following, that on inspection the shoulders appear completely normal with no dislocation noticed. And palpation does not show any fractures or tender points. The range of motion of the shoulders are limited to 90 to 100 degrees both sides, and there is some pain reported in the rotator cuff muscles area. Muscle strength is 4x5 for the shoulder. Special tests are found positive bilaterally. Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. While MT-Bierken test is also positive. And speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Drop arm test is negative. The examination of the elbow is completely normal. There is no tender points at the epicondyles bilaterally or olecranon process. Hand and wrist examination reveals that there is no normally appearing wrist and hands. No swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture are noticed. Color of the skin is normal. Angulation deformity is not present. Muscle weakness is present at 4x5 with the motor strength. Atrophy of the thenar prominence is not present. Range of motions are normal. Reflexes are normal. Grip is reasonably good. Motor power sensations are intact. The carpal tunnel test, Tinel's and Fallon sign are found negative. A diagnosis, 110 V8 9.2 XXD, R531 R532.82 R26.2 S09.90 XA M62.830. In CNS, R51 R42 G44.329 F41.1 F32.9 F43.20 nerves M79.2 M60.9 in the muscles, ligaments and 54.0, and chest, blunt chest trauma, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. Pain in the right wrist, M25.531, pain in the left wrist, M25.532, pain in the right hand, M79.641, pain in the left hand, M79.642. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.6, M54.17. The plan of care for the patient Myra Gandhi is from the template. Treatment plan for Myra Gandhi is also from template, including first paragraph and physical therapy. Yes, please use that paragraph from the template. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are as follows. Patients provided with meloxicam 7.5 milligram for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Skelaxin 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxations. gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy pain as well as headaches, Nexium 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, Imitrex 100 milligram 9 tablets for severe headaches only. Patients provided Furoset 1 to 2 PRN for each headache, plain 50 tablets for headache relief. Narcotic pain medication that are provided is Tylenol Recordin, number 3, 60 tablets for ongoing pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For anxiety and depression, panic. Fitness club program, yes. A review of available MRI and other imaging records. No records could be available at the time of dictation from the hospital that would be sent for record review. Interventional pain procedures are not required at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records, none. Investigations. The patient is not being ordered any new MRI as of right now. We'll wait for a few months with full therapy, and if some complaints are left, we may look into getting the MRI. DME. The patient is provided with a neck brace and a back brace for early healing. A calcium will be provided at a later date. Education, yes. Disability, patient is disabled for work. Follow up is in 30 days. Personal support, yes. And that is the end of dictation. Thank you.